So I guess I'll do an intro. So I looked up on the internet and I was able to secure Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and a domain.
For what? What are you calling it?
For Kaiju Pod. So if you go to Kaiju Pod on the internet, you're going to find this podcast. Because there's no... I looked up podcasts on iTunes and there's no podcast called the Kaiju Podcast.
Okay.
The first thing I looked up was Podzilla.
That's
and
great.
That was taken everywhere. It was like, I think a couple of people had taken that. So It's kind of a generic name, but I like that it's simple.
And I was like thinking Kaiju Cast with a K.
I think that's taken.
On the cast.
Huh? I think that's taken. And also Kaiju Cast with the C.
Okay.
But nobody took Kaiju Podcast, so.
All right.
There you go. I don't know how many people know me. My name is Ralph, and I think this episode we're going to just get into our basic history with monster movies and like my love of them. And I know I don't know your history about them. We've gone and seen a couple Godzilla movies together, but I really don't know much about like your history with monster movies in general, or like even just Godzilla.
Yeah, I mean, I just as a kid, you know, it's you know, when you're a kid, you have no idea when anything's on TV, and so anything that you find that's on happens to be on TV is always like a huge discovery, and just like it's like whenever you came across a Godzilla movie, growing up, it had already you know. It started in the middle, like, because It was already on when you saw it. And so it was just basically getting to see these big monsters fight and destroy buildings. And I think the one that I think that really struck a chord with me was when King Kong and Godzilla fought.
Uh-huh.
And the whole thing about King Kong getting stronger with lightning.
Yeah.
And I mean, that was the one I think I remember seeing it maybe at least three times when as a kid, just it being on TV and always just stopping on it. And I've always was also a big fan of growing up in California when KTLA would do the Mother Nature Strikes Back week. And so it's either going to be a movie where there is a bunch of a type of animal, like a bunch of rats or a bunch of spiders, mm-hmm. or a movie where it'd be one but really big animal. Mm. And yeah, so I was always into those as well.
Like when I was a kid, monsters. When I was a kid, I remember being afraid of Godzilla. And a friend of mine, Danny, I was like four. He had a Godzilla toy, and I don't know if it was that Shogun Godzilla with the flicky, the tongue fire.
Yeah.
But I just remember I wouldn't go into his room because it scared me until I was around six or so. And there was a Godzilla movie marathon on TV. I don't know if it was like, I remember it being like Channel 9, maybe on Thanksgiving or maybe it wasn't the same time as their Twilight Zone marathon. But I definitely remember a Godzilla marathon.
Well, the Twilight Zone marathon was usually Channel 5, KTLA.
Yeah, and that was on Thanksgiving?
They did it, yeah, I think they did it Thanksgiving, and they did it 4th of July. I think it was twice a year, or they alternated.
Okay. But the first Godzilla movie I think I remember seeing, and I don't know if it's the exact one, but it's definitely the era, is Godzilla versus Monster Zero.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw it, I definitely remember seeing Godzilla, and I don't know if it's because of the jumping dance he did, but I definitely, a switch flipped in my head that said, oh, this isn't scary. And so,
oh, wait, so you were afraid of him before the movies?
Yeah.
Just because you were afraid of him as a toy?
Yeah, I saw the toy and I knew about Godzilla, but I don't think I may have seen a Godzilla, but I remember there was a definite point where I sat there. It was definitely a holiday because I was at a family's house and my uncle was watching a bunch of them on TV. So I'm assuming it was a marathon. but I could be wrong. But that's when I like became okay with it. But then in, I think it was like the early 90s or something, I would stay up late and watch David Letterman. I would stay up late and watch Saturday Night Live. And I think on Saturday night, I would only watch a little bit of Saturday Night Live because I really didn't get it. I was probably like 14 or 15. But on Channel 9 at around midnight, they would have a show called Godzilla Theater with Kevin and Bean, who are like local radio show
hosts. Oh, really?
Yeah. And I've been looking online to see if I can find anything about it, but I can't. And so they would show not necessarily just a Godzilla movie, but they would show like any monster movie. Like I remember the first time I saw the movie Rodan was on there. I remember them showing King Kong because in between commercial breaks or like at the commercial breaks, they do little interstitials and they did this thing where they were in a green screen trying to catch the bodies falling from the log in King Kong as the bodies fell off the log into that pit. That's like the only memory I have of that show. And I definitely know I saw Godzilla versus Monster Zero during that, because that one I saw, and that's become my favorite.
Well, that's interesting, because also, like, I was thinking, like, when I was a kid, my parents bought me the Alien toy.
Oh, okay.
And it was, I didn't see the Alien movie until I was already an adult.
Until you were the right age.
Yeah, yeah. But I remember my parents bought me that toy, and it was a really cool toy because it looked scary, and the alien creature was amazing because he had a second mouth inside his mouth, which blew me away as a concept.
Yeah.
And like, I think it was explained to me that, you know, it's like the one mouth can grab you and the other mouth will rip the parts out of you. And I was like, wow. And it glowed in the dark, and it was a really, really cool toy. And it was tall. Like, I did have one of the Shogun Warriors, so they were tall enough to be able to fight each other. And then later I was able to get a Godzilla at a garage sale. But the lever for his fire breath was broken. So you really had to pinch it. There's a little bit that was sticking out that you had to be able to grab.
My friend Eric had that toy, and it was the same thing. I remember like having to really jam, like we would jam something in there in order to make it work.
I guess that broke off early.
Yeah. And then I think if you look for them now, you got to like find ones with the tongue still or some with like missing fists.
Yeah, I scored one that had a fully intact lever for it. And they made a Shogun version of the newer American Godzilla. Mm-hmm. Like kind of like they recreated that type of toy, only made it designed to look more like Godzilla.
Yeah, and it kind of...
Because it doesn't really look very much like Godzilla.
Yeah.
The old Shogun one, he's got a really smooth round head and the very smooth bumps.
Yeah. So I have a question. So you said there's a couple you haven't seen.
I think there's a lot I haven't seen.
Okay. I think I have them all, with the exception of Shin Godzilla. I have them all on my Apple TV. There was a while when I got a DVD player in 1997. And one of the earliest sets I got was a Godzilla set. It was a really cheap set. It had King of the Monsters, Godzilla versus Mothra, Invasion of the Astro Monster, or Godzilla versus Monster Zero, and then like Terror of Mechagodzilla. Like, it didn't really make sense. It wasn't even the first Mechagodzilla one. But there were like, some were letterboxed, some weren't. And then it was like pretty impossible. I still don't know if you can find Godzilla DVDs here, but I found this website. It was called like Steve's Godzilla page or something. And he had like imports that worked on American DVD players. And so I think I got Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla, Godzilla versus Gigan, and Godzilla versus the Smog Monster. And what was messed up was that it wasn't pan and scan. It was just cropped to the middle third of the image.
Oh, geez.
So like if there was a shot where one character was on the far left and one was on the far right, you're just looking at a table, at a centerpiece of a table with these voices. Like, it was really bad. But I ended up getting at the time all the Godzilla movies on DVD. So I've seen all of them. There's except for one Godzilla movie, which I don't have, which is Godzilla 1985.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which I feel like I should be able to get.
Yeah, I think that's pretty easy to get.
Because it's Americanized.
I think, yeah. I have to see what I have. I have a Godzilla box set I know or a collection that's, I don't know exactly all that's on it. I have to take a look at what I have. Yeah. I have that. And I also have like the, some other things that kind of fit in the category. Like, I think I have a Gamera Blu-ray.
So here's something that you probably don't know about me. I've never seen a Gamera movie.
Oh, really?
So I've seen bits and pieces on like Mystery Science Theaters.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like I've seen like a scene with the knife head guy, and I think I've seen that knife head guy stab another monster, and like it's pretty bloody. Is that a thing that happens?
You know, I don't have a huge Gamera experience either, which is part of what's so great about that we're going to actually do this, because our expertise will suddenly grow. I have basically some little clips in my head of Gamera flying, Gamera with the kids, which I think they rode inside him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think the kids are like inside his shell while he's flying, and him flying where it's like
his legs and it shoots out like rockets.
Yeah, exactly.
But those are like more like kids' movies, right? The Gamera movies,
I think. Gamera is the friend of children.
Yeah,
I have what's called the Godzilla Collection.
Okay,
which gives me Gojira and Godzilla King of the Monsters. So it gives me both. The Japanese and the American one. Godzilla Raids Again, Mothra versus Godzilla, aka Godzilla versus the Thing.
But yeah.
Ghidorah, the Three-Headed Monster, Invasion of Astro Monster, aka that's Monsters Zero, right?
That's my favorite one, by the way.
All Monsters Attack and Terra Mega Godzilla. Yeah, I don't know if we want to go chronologically or just jump around.
Nah. I set up a blog, and I'm thinking of putting up a list of just like kind of like all the movies that we can possibly cover in the future, and then just start ticking them off.
Okay, cool.
Because I don't want to just. I mean, if we go through,
I think it'll become kind of a chore.
Yeah.
If we're trying to be like, okay, now we're in this year.
Yeah.
And waiting for
more modern stuff.
Godzilla's face to change.
Yeah.
And it's also because, like, to be honest, like, I wish I knew them better by their names. You know, it's kind of like, for me, it's like Godzilla's like, oh, this is the one, where they go back in time and they kind of meet the monster that became Godzilla. Well, you know, things
like. And the thing that's tough is, like, there's the second Godzilla film, which is the second one that was in black and white, is called Godzilla Raids Again, but then it was changed in America to Gigantus the Fire-Breathing Monster or something. Mm-hmm. And so they don't say the name Godzilla at all in the American version, but it's the it's the same monster. And I might be wrong on that. I think maybe Godzilla versus the Sea Monster is also black and white, but that's another problem, you know, because like Godzilla versus Monster Zero is also known as Invasion of the Astro Monster, and there might be even another title for that. Godzilla versus Monster Zero. It's weird with all the titles, and even like Shin Godzilla, which just came out. My ticket stub said Shin Godzilla. It says Shin Godzilla on the marquee, but everywhere on the internet they were calling it Godzilla Resurgence. And it's kind of tough. So another reason I want to build like this list is so we can get everything kind of squared away, so we know what we're talking about.
Right.
But is Godzilla versus King Kong your favorite?
I mean, I'd have to watch it again. And there's stuff that I know I haven't seen. Uh-huh. I've seen, like, pictures on the internet of stuff. And I am curious about... There's a lot of newer Godzilla movies that I'm pretty sure I haven't seen. Basically, because, like there's, like, the old Gigan where he's, like, fat.
Yeah.
And he's got the blade in his chest. And then there's a sleeker, newer Gigan, which I have the toy of, but I've never really seen him in action.
That's in Godzilla Final Wars. I think instead of like the hook hands, he has one that's like a tuning fork with like buzz saws on it.
Uh-huh.
And then, but I think, and his wings are like kind of pointy, but yeah, he's pretty much, Godzilla Final Wars is kind of a mess because it's Godzilla versus, I think, something like 13 different monsters.
Yeah,
but yeah, so you only get like split second like matches. They don't really last very long, so you don't get a really good match of that. But like in addition to Godzilla and stuff, I mean we have like Kong Skull Island coming out. Yeah. I can't wait for that.
I want to finally watch the Daimajin.
Yeah,
Daimajin movies.
Yeah. I have both.
Never seen those. I
have both those on my Apple TV as well. Still haven't watched those.
I have a thing with three of them.
Oh, really? There's three?
I show Daimajin, Return of Daimajin, and Daimajin Strikes Again.
Wow.
And then I have these. There's a Blu-ray that's of Gamera. It's a Gamera trilogy that's called Guardian of the Universe, Attack of the Legion, Revenge of Iris.
Are those like the newer ones that came out in like 2000 or something?
Yeah, these are definitely newer because he looks meaner, basically. And looking at the back, there's definitely some things that look like they're... I guess it looks like a lot of people he fought look like they have knife heads. That must have been like a thing for him.
That was one of my favorite things about Pacific Rim was there was a knife head. And he was named Knife Head. Yeah. And then, like,
yeah.
I just was aware of Gamera. I never really watched one, but I still appreciated that.
Yeah, we should totally address Pacific Rim in one episode, too, I think.
Yeah, there's tons of stuff out there. Especially, and it's weird that it's like stuff's happening now. Like with the 2014 Godzilla and Pacific Rim and Shin Godzilla and Kong and... They're making Pacific Rim 2 now.
Did you have a favorite in Pacific Rim as far as monsters?
It's been a while since I've watched. I like...
I see that because I know I did.
Oh, I like the flying one.
Yes.
Was it like you didn't expect it to fly? Like out of nowhere, it like spread out.
Yeah.
And then, but I think I just like that fight because there's a sword button and you don't know that there's a sword button.
And that the sword is like, you can use it like a whip and then it becomes a sword.
Yeah.
The one I liked Leatherback, the one that's like, because it's also even as much as I love Godzilla, Big Gorillas is really at my heart of what I love the most. So in that sense, it is possible that King Kong vs. Godzilla is probably going to be my favorite, just because Big Gorillas, you know, it's just I just like them more than anything.
Yeah.
The King Kong from the 70s
with the eyes
was, I mean, I watched that a lot and I felt that was like, I remember feeling so sad, at the end and so sad when he's inside the tanker of the ship.
Uh-huh.
And it's just like, and I'm, yeah. So, we should definitely, hit in the gorilla movies too.
Yeah, I haven't seen King Kong Lives. I believe that's the one where King Kong fights a robot King Kong.
Oh, I haven't seen that either. Oh, that'd be cool. To also like to put those, like watch those real close to the Mechagodzilla ones too. Man. Yeah, there are some cool toys.
Yeah.
Such toys that like you look on the internet and you see videos that are like just kind of commercials for toys that are real hard to find now. But it's like, man, that Mega Godzilla one. it's, with all the spinning and the lights and all that stuff. Yeah. It did.
I don't have many Godzilla toys. I have a regular old, like the kind of like vinyl-y normal Bandai Godzilla from Destoroyah, where he's like on fire.
Yes.
I have a King Caesar, and then I have my Godzilla quarter piggy bank.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, we like save so much money because of the piggy bank. Because I told
to use it.
Yeah, I told Stevie, my wife, for those who don't know, that like I said, it's just for quarters. It's just for quarters.
Yeah,
and so like she would come home and she would go straight to the bedroom and start putting quarters on it because it's so fun to watch. And then like in like 2 months or something, I had like $12 in there. It filled up.
The other thing that's great about it is that it the randomness of it.
Yeah.
It's like you don't know which one you're gonna get. Sometimes it's just it starts with a and then he makes the noise, and then the music comes later, and then other times it starts with the music. The randomness is really cool.
Yeah, I don't know how many different variations there are. Because it doesn't go in a specific order. It just does it at random. And I think there's two different music ones. It's the regular Godzilla like raid theme where he like as he's coming to the beach. And then there's another one. I think there's two. I can't think of them right now. But there's I think there's two different songs. And then like sometimes they mix in the sound effects with the song. Sometimes it's just the sound effects.
I was thinking like to do this as a podcast, like what to do as a theme song, it'd be kind of fun just to have the screonk noise
just at the beginning.
It just opens with a screonk and then hey, welcome to blah blah blah. I have quite a few Godzilla toys. Yeah. I got when I went to Monsterpalooza this last April. It was awesome because this Japanese company M1 Toys gave me a thing that they hadn't released yet, but were going to be making. But they brought a few to Monsterpalooza, and it was a vinyl of Haruo Nakajima.
Oh yeah,
where he's got just the pants on. He's just wearing the Godzilla pants, and it's like suspenders, and like he's shirtless. And it's just such a cool toy.
It's a weird toy, but it's probably the best toy.
Yeah, it is. It immediately is my favorite. Like I put him like right in the middle of the collection, so like he's got like a place of prominence. Actually, it's great that they gave me a card to email them, and they said. You know, look at our website, see if there's things you like. So I might be getting some toys from them.
I wish there was more Jet Jaguar stuff. I really like Jet Jaguar, the character. I'm not a huge fan of Godzilla versus Megalon, but I just wish Jet Jaguar came back.
It'd be great if they made a big one.
Yeah.
Like it's so many Godzilla toys, you know, they top out at about 7 inches or so like that. And there's a few big ones, and it's like, yeah, something cool. Because you want them to be big always. Yeah. Because
you can play with, like, G.I. Joes would be more to scale.
Yeah.
But that that 2014 Godzilla figure, I don't even know if you would call it a figure. It's the big, what is it, like 3 feet tall or something?
Oh yeah, yeah.
I really like that. I'm really a fan of that design. I think they did a really good job with that design. Because I'm sitting here, I have a toy on my shelf that's from 1998, and it's the Godzilla from the Roland Emmerich one. And you press his under his belly, and a little red light glows in his mouth. But it sucks because he's really spiky on the back, so it's hard to push.
Right.
Like the design's kind of just garbage. I mean, it's fine. It's a giant lizard, but that's all it looks like. It doesn't look like Godzilla. I didn't get the 3 foot tall 2014 toy, but it's pretty awesome.
It's great because he's just as tall. Like he's like in my office. He stands on the floor next to the Shogun Warriors one, and they're basically the same height yeah. as each other.
Well, all right. I don't think there's anything else we need to cover as far as intros. I think we got a good kind of sense of where we're coming from as far as the show goes. I'm excited to go to look at some movies that I haven't seen before and then kind of rediscover some of the ones I haven't watched in a while.
Yeah, and I really kind of to look at them in a more focused way to kind of like, when you're going to talk about something, you start finding things yeah. in movies that you would normally just kind of like glance over.
Yeah. And then if anybody wants to follow us, you can go to kaijupod.com. There's links to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I'm thinking those are just going to be for people to know when shows pop up. I'm shooting for every other week. I don't want it to be weekly. And then that's it. I don't have a closing thing to go out on, but I could just say Skryonk again. just play monster noises. I was always a big fan of Mothra's yell. Maybe I should just throw some in intermittently.
Yeah, just have like a little soundboard for whatever.
But I think next time you want to talk about Shin Godzilla.
Yeah, let's do it. All right. It's the freshest thing I think in our heads.